From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Baghdad today, the looting and shooting continued. Jubilant mobs roamed the streets, while U.S. military patrols in armored personnel carriers rooted out pockets of resistance. Some Iraqis waved white handkerchiefs overhead to cheer the American military on. Others plundered government offices and the odd commercial shop. In street battles around the city, one Marine died and up to 20 were wounded. And shortly after dusk, a suicide bomber killed himself and wounded four more Marines at a checkpoint in downtown Baghdad. NPR's Ann Garrels reports.
Iraqi fedayeen and Arab volunteers shot it out with American troops for 7 hours in the middle-class neighborhood of Adamiya. At least one American APC was hit and then abandoned. The fighters moved through the narrow streets using the mosque to launch rockets and civilian houses for cover. This woman's husband had run out to save a neighbor whose car was torched by an American tank as he tried to escape the fighting. But he too was shot and lay moaning in a doorway. He was rescued and brought back to the family house. His ankle had been shattered. The young children sobbed in terror. People up and down the street cowered as fighters who said they were Syrian and Algerian took up positions nearby. The Ba'ath Party, apparently still operating here, had warned people there would be a fight. For all the jubilation in other parts of Baghdad, 62-year-old Abdelmajid Ahmed, a customs officer, said he still lived in a world governed by fear.
We've been in a big pressure. We are still afraid to tell all we want. It's a terror.
A complex that inspired perhaps the most terror was the General Security Directorate. Iraqis wouldn't even dare look at it when they passed. It was the gateway to Iraq's gulag. In October, when Saddam Hussein claimed to release all the country's prisoners, hundreds of people came here to find out what had happened to relatives who did not reappear. They got no answers. Today, with the Marines inside, they tried again for information.
My brother at the Berzin, about 23 years ago.
And you never, you don't know?
I don't know any information about him. Many times I came here to the body security, but they didn't answer about anything.
But the Marines found no prisoners in the cells. The building had been badly bombed and abandoned some time ago. Marines combed the 15 or so different buildings and were astonished to find a well-equipped hospital. Saddam Hussein certainly looked after his own.
Our corpsmen recovered what they estimate to be over $1 million worth of pharmaceuticals, and they plan to redistribute them.
Large quantities of documents had been shredded before the security personnel fled. But Marine intelligence officers say there are still thousands upon thousands of dossiers, which they are just beginning to go through. Many appear to include denunciations by neighbors or co-workers. This didn't surprise the people outside. They said the network of agents recruited by the security agencies would betray people against whom they had personal grudges, innocent people who then disappeared, sometimes forever. Iraqis are now coming to the American troops with information. Much of it so far has been about arms caches dotted around the city. A Marine officer gave a tour of one of the smaller finds in a nondescript one-story building in a riverside park.
Yeah, tracers. So an
awful lot of ammo, as you can see.
There were machine guns, dozens of brand new AK-47s and mortars.
Well, this is nothing. We've seen truckloads of guns. I mean, I've seen a room literally filled to the top with mortar rounds, ammo, RPG. You could stock a whole battalion, maybe even a division with this stuff.
He said the problem for Iraqis certainly wasn't a lack of weapons. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.